So it's a new week. We're back. I mean, me, I'm looking forward to the end of June. This June has been too long. I'm looking forward to July because convocation, you know. Oh my God. So I'm sure you're wondering, what's the best thing I'm going to talk about today? Guess. Well, first episode, I mentioned Ghana. Second episode, I mentioned Ghana. So let's talk about the Ghana experience. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. So yeah, going down memory lane. I remember the day my dad disclosed the news, or told me the news, I've gotten admission into, the almighty, not like almost almighty, but let me just hype my school, you know, alumni, Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology, Kumasi, Ghana. I was in a state of shook. Yeah, I was like, wow, okay. I thought we were doing BUK, waiting for strike to be called off, all that. So yeah, told me, you know, BUK is now in the past. Start getting your things ready, you know. God, I was so excited. Like, I didn't just know how to react. I was like, oh, thank you, Daddy. I love you. Of course, I love you now. Daddy, you know I love you. Like, so yes, I'm home, went shopping, got 2 boxes. This kind of thing. Yeah, I'm moving to an entire new place, so you'd want to look sharp. So yes, I remember we arrived in Ghana 6th August 2013. I can't forget, like, this date has just stuck to my brain, like. So yeah, because like before we got to Ghana, you know, like I stay in Kano, so from Kano to Lagos. And in Lagos, and even, yeah, when we arrived in Lagos, because it was an evening flight coming to Ghana, so we had to pay for trolley. I think we had we paid for 2 trolleys because, of course, my mom had her stuff. I had mine. It's not like she had lots of stuff. It was, like, more of my things that she was claiming, because of the 60 kg and all that. So, yes. Then we got to Ghana now. My mom said, okay, we have arrived, so go and get trolley now, let's know what's up. The man there said, oh, the trolleys are free. What? I was like, sir, come again. I was like, oh yeah, the trolleys are free. I was like, wow, see Ghana, trolleys are free. Unlike Nigeria now, would have told me to pay 350 or pay 500 naira depending on the number of trolleys served. God, multiple trolleys. Went outside, got a taxi. So before then, like, I had already spoken to my cousin. She gave like directions on how to get to VIP park, because that's where I'll get a bus going to Tech Junction. Is like, if you just get to Tech Junction, just know that you've almost gotten to the school, because from Tech Junction, it's not so hard. From Tech Junction, you'll just see the school itself, like the logo and all. So yeah, from there, we got a taxi. And then, like, we got to traffic light. The light was red, road was empty, because it was like 8 p.m. Yes, it was like 8 p.m. thereabouts by the time we got out of the airport and all. My mom was not moving. My mom was like, Oga, move now. Nobody's coming, you know. Man said, oh, that the light is not green, so we have to wait. Another shock of my life. I was like, okay, this is different. So it made I and my mom laugh, and you know, when the light was green, we moved, got to VIP, got to Tech. Got down, got a taxi. We didn't know anywhere now. So when we got to Tech, we asked around for like a guest house or something, just somewhere we could stay at least before we get to the hostel and all. So yeah, K5 guest house, that's where we spent the night. So the next day now, and my mom, you know, got ready, went to school, because actually we came in for pre-science, and yeah, pre-science was, it's not like it was compulsory, but then my dad didn't just want me to miss out on anything. So yeah, we came, paid, went to the bank, everything, paid $900, went for class. It was like, yeah, it was 6 weeks. So yeah, pre-science was nice. It was interesting. I met people. I met Chika, I met Joanne, Rodube, Casey, Timayo, Stephanie, then Ineka at the end, you know, some other people, Mimi, Sammy. Yeah, it was nice, you know. And then, yeah, then later on, when the 6 weeks, when the thing was over, I didn't mention this. Oh God, when my mom was then leaving, my mom started crying. Oh, my first daughter, you know. Oh, this is so different, an entire country, you know, shedding of tears here and there. We wiped tears. Me, my mind, I was just like, Mama, it's time for me to explore. I don't know about you people. So yes, my mom left. Yeah, then. Ha. So now, first year started. Man, first year, God, I was so lost. It's like JJC now. New country, new everything. I was trying to adjust. Oh my goodness. I remember first semester when I fell sick. I think that day I didn't come for class. So I think Vero passed by. Vero, hi! Vero passed by, and I remember Vero took care of me. God, Vero, thank you so much. I have not forgotten. You probably have forgotten, but I haven't. So yes, Vero took care of me. So it was that day I knew that her mom is a nurse. So yeah, she took care of me, the blanket, I was just shivering. Later I went to the pharmacy, I got drugs, I got better, resumed classes and all that. Exams came, you know. I went home, I was forming, gist giver now, gist dropper. Told my dad how there was socialization, I did this, I made friends. My dad was just there nodding. When I finished, I was like, okay, is that what I sent you to school to do? Is that your books? Oh, is that the book I sent you to read? I was like, oh, I'm sorry, it will not happen again. And it really didn't happen again because I didn't mention it. How is school? Oh, at the high school. School is great. School is so good. So yeah, then second semester came. Second semester, God, it was like, fact, I was confused. I mean, I thought I had passed through first semester and second semester would be better. Amo, college, where we had to read about 15 handouts. God, I don't know what I was feeling like. I read 8 handouts. 8 handouts. I don't know who I was leaving the 7 for. So yes, wrote the exam. I shall know when we got to the, you know, when you come for exams, that time between trying to revise and entering the exam hall, I was seeing new handouts. The eye, the, I don't know what it is, the brain. I was like, oh wow, new handouts, okay. So that's how my results came out now. I failed that course. Why won't I fail it? When I didn't read 7 handouts, I don't know what I thought I was. But I was going to, I don't know, Bosha. Yes, I failed that course. I was like, wow, okay, how am I going to disclose this to my parents now? So apparently my auntie helped. She told my parents about it. Funny enough, my dad was not even pissed. Like, he was like, okay, at least I'm happy that you are given an opportunity to rewrite, you know, before you enter second year. Yes. So that was it. You know, I came back, my mom was so disappointed. You didn't fail in primary school, you didn't fail in secondary school. What went wrong? You're getting carried away. I was like, mommy, don't worry, this will be the last, I swear. That was really the last, because I don't know what my dad's next reaction would have been, you know. Then, truth be told, I was depressed. I don't know what depression feels like, but I sure know I was depressed. I was so down. Like, when I saw that result, I felt sick. Like, I started running temperature on the spot because I was like, wow, okay. So when I wrote the exam and I passed, I looked myself in the mirror. I was like, blessing. Did you like how your holiday was shortened? I said no. Did you like how you had to read everything all over again? I said no. Would you want to do this again? I said no. And I was like, okay, that's it. Because seriously, I think the advice you give yourself, that's the one you listen to. And I really listened to myself. So yeah, that was it. I read the receipt. I came out. And then, what am I saying? What did I just say? I came out what? Yes, I came out with flying colors. Yeah, that's it. So yes, then second year came. Second year didn't start immediately. I don't know, there was a bit of strike. But all I remember was that it didn't last for so long, probably a month. So yeah, I was basically jobless. Like, I was just watching movies and all. So yeah, second year came. I moved in with my cousin, who's my doctor. Dr. Nara. I'm sure you can hear me. So yeah, high five. Yeah, so I moved in with her. God, it's my cousin. She wanted to kill me with food. Because, I don't know, it's like their classes used to end at 4 and then yeah, it's come back at 5. When I come back, food is ready. I could just, they chop, they go. And then exchange rate was mad. I think 1,000 naira was 22 cedis. Goodness. When you just change like 10k like this, you have like 220 cedis. Mom, we were rich. So yes, and then it was really chill because I think we had like 4 courses. Compared to first year that we had either 6 or 7 thereabout. So yeah, and exchange rate was good. Then second semester OT work went on a trip to Cape Coast. Our second year really made memories. We went to Cape Coast, we had fun, went to Elmina Castle. I've forgotten where we lodged. Then we went to Kakum. Oh my God, that place. I was so scared. I held my chest. I held my heart. I don't know. Sha, choose one. So yes. God, Kakum was such an adventure. It was nice. I enjoyed it. Then we had Muna experience. Well, we were doing some investment thing. And then, oh God, it felt so good. You would invest like 100 cedis and then you get 100%, you know, I don't know, it triples by, I mean, it doubles by 100%. Yeah, so no more. I started with like 500, go 500, what? I put in 1,000, go 1,000. And then they were really juicy, like they were juicy, I don't know, options or so. Yeah, so more then like play like me, that's how this thing flopped. Many people lost money and God, it was so sad because like it was like the money was just coming back to back. Nobody ever thought that this thing would ever fail because the girl was apparently, as we heard, was a student. It was when this thing flopped and everything, now we heard she was never a student. What? Oh my God, it was so sad. Misha, Sha lost money, but I guess it was part of the experience, you know. Then we moved on to third year. That was 2015 when Buhari now came in. Oh God, things were hard. Oh, you don't want to know. Things were hard. 1,000 naira became 8 cedis. Then at some point it became 8.5. Oh my God, I lost so much weight. I don't know whether it was the exchange rate though, or the stress, so, or I don't know. I shall know I lost weight. God, if you see my 2015 / 2016 pictures and me right now, you'll be shocked. Like, you not even believe. But yeah, God came through, you know, moved on. Fourth year, things got better, of course. And then another stage of college. This was a yeah, where we had 25 handouts. So I looked back and I was like, wow, okay. Remember, blessing, remember the conversation you had with yourself in the mirror about not having to receive any course. Anything you must do, like whatever it takes, you're not writing this paper. You're going to read everything and not just reading everything, because it's not just reading that counts. You have to remember, I took my time, started learning on time. I don't want to miss out anything. Go to, because we had this photocopying section. I made sure I didn't miss out on any handout, because I don't want hear say them say. Nah, I'm not doing that. So yeah, that was it. Fourth year was good. Yeah, moved on. Fifth year came. Oh my god, fifth year was so chilled. Like, sometimes I was wondering why we did some of the courses we did, jurisprudence or sociology. I think the only course I feel like that was very important, I'm sorry to say, was clinical toxicology, pharmacokinetics, and epidemiology, that we had to read articles and things. But yeah, I think there were some weeks, if I did, God, hope my mom does not get to hear this, for sure. There were some weeks I didn't go to class. Because I felt like, oh, I can just read the handout, you know. I was forming tough skin. But yeah, I mean, someone that has come all the way. I mean, it's not like I was bragging, or I'm bragging, rather. But yeah, that was it. So fifth year came and passed, and we are learning how to do suppose. We're going to the hospital. Okay, yeah, hospital practice was very important, because we learned some things on community practice, hospital practice, I mean, getting us ready for our sixth year and all. So yeah, we got to sixth year, clinical year. Oh my god, clinical year was eventful, because we were posted to different regions. I was lucky, or rather, yeah, I am. I'm also blessed, you know. So I got Ashanti region. I didn't have to move. Some of my mates had to go to Accra, Tamale, yes, Tema, Cape Coast, Suyani, you know, all these places. But yeah, I mean, it was all just in the course to learn, to know, and all that. So yes, so we resumed. Started getting ready now, but I shall know. So, because me, dear, I don't like hospital pharmacy. It's pharmacy, I feel like it's depressing. For me, I don't like the fact that I have to see dead bodies. It makes me sad. I mean, it's like, what could I have done different? It's like a question I ask myself, what could I have done different? But yeah, it felt like it was a norm, so I had to get used to it. But me, I'm sure not used to it. Some people became used to it. I didn't. And the first day we went on ward rounds, oh my god, my legs were aching, and I didn't even eat that morning, because I was like, oh, Abby is usually go on break at 12. Ha! That ward round, goodness, it took so long. It was like, I think it was like one before we got released and then went on break. Oh my god. And then, you know, like this tension that doctors give you now. Oh, what is this? What is that? You know, this kind of thing. Like, we're still getting acquainted, getting used to the hospital setting. Oh god. And then some doctors are not even nice, like giving you pressure and all that. And then the fact that we are now FAMDI, I don't know if they have a beef with FAMDI. FAMDI is Doctor of Pharmacy. It's like the new face of pharmacy. It's no longer BFAM, but yeah, FAMDI. So it's like they have a thing. I mean, it's like, why are pharmacists joining ward rounds? Why are, I don't know, just had a thing. But yeah, some were very nice, some were very hospitable, and then they appreciated the fact that we were coming to the hospital. We're like, oh yes, this is what we need you people to do, because we don't really know all about the drugs, you know. And then at that point you start feeling important, you know. And then CTA made me meet, oh god, a lot of amazing people that I had not known, like from first year to fifth year. I'm like, so what have I been doing? Yes, Gloria, Ella, Ifia Bodum, Emma Madani, Afra, Kwame, Mula. Mula was my ride or die. Mula was my ride or die. Like, we were together, like, for all the six rotations, internal medicine to A&E, to child health, to mental health, to maternal health, and we ended with surgery. So yes, then sit there, you'd have to, oh god, you have to keep up you know. And then in the midst of all this, you have to do your SOPO. SOPO entails subjective data, objective data, assessment, plan and outcome. I don't know. Pharmacy students can relate. Then assignments. And after everything again, you have to do reflective writing. I mean, it's not my reflection. Why should I write it on paper? But of course, pharmacy, they expect you to be an all-rounder. They expect you to, you know everything. So you have to reflect on paper, you know, and everything. So yes, this is just about my school. So the gist continues next week, or if you like Amebo, I mean, just join the queue now. Join the queue. So yeah, I'm sending shout out to so many people, but then I'll just list a few. My mom, mommy, Dazik, Chichi, Dr. Ike, Dr. Anara, Ronald, Oge, Jolani, ID, Ona, Neka, Sephora, Joanne, Tosin, Uju, Elsie, Alex, Stephanie. Oh my god, I can go on and on. The list is unending. Thank you so much for the massive support. There was something I posted on my WhatsApp. I don't know if you're on my WhatsApp, you probably noticed. Things you don't need to apologize for: loving someone, saying no, following your dream, taking me time, your priorities, ending a toxic relationship, your imperfections, standing your ground, delaying your response, telling the truth. And someone sent something to me, and I thought it wise to share. So it reads, some are a bit controversial because it depends on how it's been said or done. Like telling the truth, sometimes the way the truth comes out is through an argument, and the victim gets even hurt the more, and it's even better that you kept it from him or her. So if you're going to tell the truth, it should be in love. In fact, everything should be done in love, considering the person involved. Thank you, Eben, for sharing. Thank you so, so much. Thank you. So yes, I don't know, there's this series you might just want to check out on YouTube. It's titled Man of Her Dreams. It's so funny, it's pretty relatable, and then you just want to check it out. Man of Her Dreams. So yeah, this ends it. I would just answer a few questions, and then that will be it. Till next week. Are you mommy or daddy's girl? I mean, I'm in between. Sometimes I feel like I've won my dad's heart, and then sometimes it's the other way around. So the way they'll scold me, I'll be like, okay. So I'm just in between. Did you study mass communication at BUK? That's Bayero University, Kano. Nah, I didn't. I was studying industrial chemistry before Ken UST happened. Okay, so lastly, what's the easiest thing about being your friend? I'll be your best hype man. I'll take you the best of pictures. I'm so easy to talk to. I'm the life of the party, and then I'll laugh and laugh. So yes. Okay, I'll just attach an audio that someone sent me from last week's episode, and then yeah, that's it.
So how does Blessing relax? I don't think Blessing was truthful though. All she does is laugh, like Lacan is always laughing. She's always laughing, always happy. I think that's how she relaxes, actually, because even if you get her upset, the next minute she's laughing. She's even laughing at you that got her upset. Like, that girl can laugh. I don't know what happened to her, but and when she laughs, she makes me laugh too. So that's how I think Blessing relaxes. Yeah.
So you see, my friend has said it all. Thank you, Neka. Thank you for sharing. You can still send in your questions, suggestions, either to my email or send a DM on IG or Twitter. IG or Twitter handle still remains the same. rx_adaobi_adobe. My email still stands, blessinggideons@gmail.com. Yes, so quote of the week, and that's it. That would be all for now. Wear what you want, go out more often, learn to forgive yourself, and don't give a damn about what others say to you. Have a blissful week, guys. Love you all.